Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, the nephew is here, and it's time for the prank phone call. What you got for us, Matt?
Hey, Tommy, I wanted to, Junior, you had mentioned a week ago that Rex Ryan was talking about Shedeur Sanders.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, and I don't think Rex need to be talking about nobody. Y'all know Rex Ryan, don't you? He's a sports commentator for football. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to be a coach, right?
White dude with the, used to be a coach.
Yeah.
Got real white teeth.
Extra white.
Yeah, they
extra
got really white.
Them the ones when he was sitting in that chair and they brought that chart out to it.
Yeah.
He went to the one all the way to the right. He wasn't supposed to do that. But pick some that's in the middle. You can't have teeth that white. And you white and your teeth white? That's a lot of white.
So that's on your
he
mind?
Got that.
That's on your
he
mind.
Got that. His teeth look like typewriter paper. That's how white his teeth.
That's a lot.
That's
white.
White. You got them Aspen ski resort teeth. Just look like a whole hillside.
Oh, wow.
Smile and look like somebody coming down there. You got them marshmallow eating teeth. Yeah. This.
White. Remember that liquid white color when you was typing?
Liquid paper?
Yeah, white out. He got white out.
Yeah.
He got white out teeth. He got white. He got that white out. He got that white cloud toilet tissue mouth.
His teeth are really white, Steve.
Do you know Rex Ryan? Have you met him before?
Yeah, I met him somewhere. One of them shows I was doing.
Uh-huh. ESPN, when you was hosting.
Yeah, I did something. I can't remember where I met him. You know, it wasn't really eventful, you know. I was talking to the black people. Well, you know, I talk, when I do sports shows, I'm talking to the athletes. What I want to talk to old coach for. My favorite guest on Family Feud of all time is a former NFL player and a sports announcer, Terry Bradshaw. My all-time favorite.
Terry Bradshaw?
Really? Uh-huh. Oh man, me and him get along so good. We be laughing so hard. I go to the dressing room before the show
to see
sit down with Terry. We be just hollering, laughing.
Yeah, it's some great clips of you and Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, man, that damn Terry Bradshaw.
Terry was a hell of a quarterback too, man. He was outstanding.
The Steelers, legend.
Which ain't doing bad right now. I know you ain't been watching no football, but Steelers ain't doing bad over there with Aaron Rodgers.
Ah, that was
pretty good.
Yeah. They're in the same division as the Browns, so.
You don't care that much, huh?
Yeah, it's hard for me. I'm pulling for Tomlin because he's a black coach. It's just so many reasons I have to pull for other teams.
You're torn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Back to
Steve.
The mic, nephew.
Steve's random thoughts.
Yeah.
He's throwing stuff out, you know, trying to help.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Tommy. What's your prank, man?
This right here is, that's not my brother's baby. That's not my brother's baby. Cat dog, let's go. Don't worry about it. It's something I need to take care of. I'll talk to...
Hello?
May I speak to Terry?
This is she.
My name is Daryl. Damon is my brother. I don't live in Dallas where y'all live at. I'm the one that live out of town. But we didn't have a family meeting and talked about it. And I know Travis is your son. He 8 years old. But the problem is, the reason why I'm calling you, Terry, is because we done found out that Travis ain't none of Damon's child.
Excuse me?
Travis ain't none of Damon's child. He been paying you child support here for the last
Wait, hold on. And you said your name was who?
I'm Dara. I'm Damon's brother.
And who gave you this information?
We all done found the information out. We actually going to go down there to the courthouse and get all this stuff rectified. But we done found out that Travis ain't none of Damon's child. And he been sitting up here sending you money, $700 to $800 a month, and this child ain't even here. Now, I hate for Travis to find this out, and he going to have to find it out.
Wait. He ain't finna find that. Why are you calling me?
Look, the family done had a meeting, and I'm the one that they decided to make the phone call and tell you what's going on.
You don't have a thing to do with this. You ain't nobody daddy over here, so I'm not sure what you're calling for or who died made you king or wanted you to be head in charge to call. But that is not
going to
work out.
But why are you doing this to my brother? That's what I'm saying. For 8 years, the man been sending you $700-something a month, and this ain't even his child.
Well, why am I even talking to you? I'm not really sure. Your brother need to call me if he has any problems or questions. You have a good day. Hello.
You don't hang no phone up on me. Damon told me your little was hard-headed anyway. Now, look.
Wait a minute. You know what? You got the wrong one, baby. Like, I'm trying to not lose all my religion today, but you about to make me lose it on your...
What?
You don't know who you with over here. So, like I said before, my son, your nephew that you try not to claim over there, I don't know why you came from wherever the hell you said you came from to Dallas to try to cross the mess.
I came from California down here to Dallas, and I'm telling you...
You need to take your black come back to California because down here, you don't know me like that.
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know you, but I'm finna know you, and Travis finna know that my brother ain't his daddy.
I don't know. You know what? You need to talk to your brother again. That's what you need to do, and you don't need to be talking to me.
You finna send us all the money my brother done sent y'all.
And when I do, look, when I send all that 8 years worth of money back.
You gonna send every dime back because it belonged to my brother. That ain't my brother's child. Now, we ain't got time to be going on no Maury Povich show or nothing to find out who the daddy.
You know what? Like I said, you picked the wrong one. It'd be your best bet not to call me anymore. It is a good thing that you call because if you came knocking on my door, you'd have got your ass whooped today.
No, you go. That's my second thing I'm finna do if we can't rectify it over the phone. I don't have a problem coming over there, knocking down some doors and getting some questions answered. Because this ain't Damon's baby.
Obviously, you must wish it was yours since you're taking so much interest.
No, it ain't mine. But it ain't Damon's either. And we got 700.
You must not have any and looking for some. But I'm sorry. This was taken over here, and Damon will continue to pay what he owes.
Damon don't owe
that's
another...
That's what's wrong with your brother's name. You don't want to pay. I'm sorry. He's going to continue to pay. And you can call whoever you want to call him, do whatever you want to do. So go back and tell your mama and everybody else who waiting for this meeting to let them know. It ain't happening.
Look, my mama ain't got nothing to do with it. Mama
so
been...
You said your mama and all y'all got together.
That ain't... My mama said it from the get-go that it wasn't her... That it wasn't Damon's child.
Nah, that means your mama's a two-faced
lie
because you ain't what your mama said.
You ain't finna sit here and bring my mama up in this?
Well, if you know so much, then you better come knock on my door. Come knock on my door if you want to.
We done the math. $750 times 12, then times 8 is $72,000. That's how much money my brother done sent you, and that's how much we want back. And I need you to get to working on this money now.
Okay. Why don't you come over here and get it?
Don't get your whooped today, Terry.
Come on over here and you don't see them get their whooped. You in Dallas.
When is I don't care nothing about it, but I'm in no Dallas.
This ain't California.
So what?
I don't even know what the heck. I don't even know why I'm wasting my time talking to you. Like I said, your brother is a weak. If he got to have you, y'all had a meeting, and you got to be the one to call.
You respect me. Are you listening to me?
You what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Oh, my God.
You just got pranked by your sister Tanya, baby.
You know what?
She say, talk to her about her baby daddy and that baby.
Yeah, I don't play with the children. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
All right, let me ask you this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.